Welcome back to the J-Pop Exchange right here on The Saint. I'm Sean Bird, your host for the show. Towards the end of the Super Nintendo era in Japan, it was possible to download original games through a satellite service. This included several exclusive Zelda games that drew inspiration from the original NES game, as well as The Legend of Zelda: A Link to the Past. And thanks to the satellite technology, the audio was fully orchestrated through a special audio channel, as opposed to the Super Nintendo's internal audio chip. Right now, here's some great music from these series of games that were only released in Japan. Here's the Overworld theme, I'm sure you'll recognize that one, and that will be followed by the theme of the Guessing Game House. You'll definitely recognize that if you're a fan of The Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past. And by the way, the songs were originally composed by Koji Kondo, but these orchestral renditions come arranged by Yoshiyuki Ito and Masumi Ito.
Thank you.
as I mentioned a little earlier, towards the end of the Super Nintendo's lifespan in Japan, it was possible to download original games through a satellite service, and this included four Zelda games that never made their way stateside. It's really a shame because they all had excellent music, because while you played the game off the Super Nintendo, the audio was fully orchestrated through a separate audio channel thanks to the satellite device, as opposed to the internal sound chip on the Super Nintendo. Also want to take this moment to mention that many of these games would play like an interactive radio broadcast and would feature a narrator who would provide advice on how to progress throughout the game. And, well, I mentioned the beautiful orchestral music. You're listening to that right now. The piece you're listening to right now is titled Sanctuary Dungeon. That will be followed by Hyrule Castle. We'll be right back. Just to reiterate, if you're just joining us, towards the end of the Super Nintendo era in Japan, it was possible to download original games through a satellite service. This included several exclusive Zelda games that predominantly drew inspiration from the original NES game and A Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past. However, don't get the wrong idea. They were original games in their own right, in spite of the inspiration that they drew from. And thanks to the satellite technology, the audio was fully orchestrated through a separate audio channel as opposed to the Super Nintendo's internal sound chip. Many of these games would play like an interactive radio broadcast and would feature a narrator who would provide advice on how to progress throughout the game. Now, something else I also wanted to mention, though, was that everyone would play the game at the same time, and essentially there would be a daily quest that would tend to last about an hour a day. For example, if the daily quest started at 5 p.m., you'd make sure that you were ready to receive the broadcast or transmission at that time. Everyone would download the broadcast data and game files. This typically took about 7 minutes. So at around 5:07 p.m., you were ready to begin. An engaging story with full narration and orchestral music would play through a special, separate audio channel. This, especially the narration, would give clues about what to do in the Zelda game for that day. And right now, I'm thrilled to share with you more great orchestral music from this Zelda game. The original composer for the Zelda series was Koji Kondo. These tracks were arranged by Yoshiyuki Ito and Masumi Ito. You're listening to the Forest Theme. That will be followed by Dark Overworld. Thank you. I love this piece, and I hope you do too. The theme of Kakariko Village. So many nostalgic memories listening to the song while playing The Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past. Zelda for the Nintendo 64. In fact, I like this song so much that I tried to learn the notation for it. Played it on the violin pretty well. And also played it a little on the piano as well. It was a really fun song. One of the first songs where you hear it and you say, gosh, I wish there was a way I could play this song. It's just so beautiful. It's just such a nice song. So I hope you enjoyed that song nonetheless. The original composer of that song is Koji Kondo, but this specific orchestral rendition comes courtesy of Yoshiyuki Ito and Masumi Ito. If you're a fan of Pac-Man, I think you'll especially appreciate it, as Pac-Man has a great song, and I'm not talking about Pac-Man Fever, as great as that is. Here's the English language version of We Are Pac-Man, courtesy of Kaho Kitoguchi. Enjoy the English language version as we head to break. You're listening to the J-Pop Exchange.